Saturday, it is March 3rd, 2018. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I encourage you to visit and subscribe to spingolaspeaks.net. And when you visit that site, up at the top, there is a link called Your Health Matters. And if you click on that link, you will discover a very, very lengthy list of websites that are relevant to health. So I hope that that you will make that visit to spingolaspeaks.net. Also invite you to, excuse me, to visit willysblog.blogspot.com and screeningsandyhook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Visit the chat room at spingola.jetango.com. Excuse me. And I hope that you will see the guest lineup at spingola.com, where you will find really great links, especially today. Let me get a drink. I'm sorry. My guest, the first hour and a half today, is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. She's been warning people for a very long time. Excuse me. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is MPWHI.com. Dr. Betty, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I hope you haven't got the flu.
No,
everybody's coughing
I
lately.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad to be back with you. We have plenty of news, good and bad.
Especially the bad news.
Well, the bad news is absolutely unbelievable, but Health Canada is now saying that they no longer want to label aspartame, neotame, sulfine, potassium, sucralose, Splenda. So there will be nothing on the label. And what that means is, since you won't know it's there, if somebody's pregnant, they can lose their baby or be born with birth defects. If they're on medication, it will interact. It's a seizure-triggering drug. They'll start having seizures, and then the doctors will put them on any seizure medication, and it won't work at all, because that's just the way it does with aspartame. And people will be going blind from the methanol. And all these people that have been victims and try so hard to avoid it now will have no identification whatsoever about there being aspartame in their food, drink, and drugs. And this is just the most outlandish thing. But here's the reason they're doing it. I said, when I started 28 years ago, I said, look, if you don't buy it, they can't sell it. Well, now they can't sell it, and the only way they can stay in business is sell it to the manufacturers of the product, don't put it on the label, and the people get it anyway. And that takes a whole lot of power through Health Canada. I mean, it's basically genocide. As you may remember, Dr. Bowen wrote the FDA 25 years ago and said this is mass poisoning of the United States and over 70 countries of the world. I think it's now 190. And people call in from other countries that people are being poisoned by it. And you were talking to me about some of the new articles that I've been doing. And it gets me upset when doctors give this to babies. because after Don Rumsfeld got on the market.
What a monster that person is. I'm just so upset that these politicians do these things.
What they've done. And, I know.
Oh, it's terrible. They're monsters. They're psychopathic. I get so upset talking about these people.
Well, after he did this, because the FDA back then had tried to indict him and revoke the petition for approval, and it was Dr. Oney that, you know, had tried to prevent the approval. He knew it was poison. So the FDA said to Dr. Oney, "Don't worry, no child or infant will ever get aspartame. We promise you that."
Now promises, it's promises, promises.
And this is what happened. This is a 16-month-old baby, and the doctor said, you know, put some aspartame in its water. So for 2 days, back-to-back, this little baby had seizures. So the father wrote me and said, I got online, I found out it caused seizures, I took the baby off of it, the seizures stopped. But the doctors are going to want to keep my baby on anti-seizure medication for life. So I had to write an article, which is on op-ed, that says, starts out with doctors giving babies aspartame. And I said, I've written it for you now. All you got to do is print it out and take it to your doctor. And then he will know that. And here's the FDA's own report admitting to 4 types of seizures caused by aspartame. So, you know, it's a challenge every day because the poor father didn't know enough about aspartame to try to explain it to the doctor. So this is what you have to do. So now, according to this new report, and I did send it to you.
Yes, but here's what, and I do have it linked. I have it linked on today's schedule page so people can look at this.
Right. Okay, but it's a one paragraph. The FDR amendments would also repeal labeling requirements related to high-intensity sweeteners such as aspartame, sucralose, sulfine, potassium, and neotame. Food products containing these sweeteners will no longer require a statement on the PDP that the food contains the substance, whether alone or in conjunction with other ingredients. So what we've already gotten the emails for Parliament and the House of Commons, but what we are going to have to do is to get every media email. I mean, we simply, to stop this, we're going to have to saturate Canada. Otherwise, it's going to be literally genocide. And they know better than this. They know better. They know it's a drug, and they know it interacts with drugs. I mean, I remember Robin Goodwin in the Mission Possible Falkland Islands to show you anti-seizure medication doesn't work, and that's in Dr. Roberts' medical text. He his child went to a doctor and for 18 years took anti-seizure medication, but every single night he was up with that child. Because of seizures. Then he saw one of my articles and got the child off of it, and the seizures immediately stopped, and he knew what it would be to get it banned, but there's not but about 4,000 people living in the Falkland Islands, and his wife got a brain tumor from it, had to go to England. So anyway, what he did was, he sat down and wrote a letter to 4,000 people in the Falkland Islands, and so that's an activist for you. And literally, he said that aspartame now rots on the shelves in the Falkland Islands. Nobody will do it. So that's what we've got to do with Canada. Canada's got more than 4,000 people. So it's a huge, huge job. We're just going to have to ask, you know, all our people to just start sending in the emails that they have for anybody in Canada, for all the organizations, for all the media. In other words, we've got to literally swamp the country to stop this genocide. And on top of this, as Dr. Bowen always said, when they get off aspartame and they get on Splenda because of the chemical hypersensitization from aspartame, they'll maintain the reactions from aspartame and pick up those from Splenda. They won't know what they're eating. And so, and some of these people go into anaphylactic shock. That's why they go around with an EpiPen. And you have to remember what aspartame is. It's a biochemical warfare weapon. If you want it in brief wording, you can go to Google and read the swirl and the swastika, where it came from. And you can read The Ecologist, which starts out, once upon a time, there was a biochemical warfare weapon. And the studies were done at Fort Detrick. And one of the researchers that did those studies, when he got it back, before he could even get home, called his wife and said, get everything in the house with aspartame out immediately. He said it was just most worst poison, but that's because that's what it is. It is a poison.
Right. And, so and people, you sent a letter, an attachment from the Department of the Army that talks about this. And
well, you,
go ahead.
This is just so terrible that it's hard for me to understand human beings that can be this evil. But this is a letter that was classified then for the Department of the Army and signed by Edward Thompson, Educational Civilian Program Coordinator for Alcohol and Drug Prevention. Now, why would it be being discussed in that department? Well, because
right.
The alcohol is the menthol, and the fact that it's not an additive, it's a drug. He signed it, and the last paragraph says this. Over the last 18 to 24 months, documentation of well over 500 cases of birth defects directly related to NutraSweet have been identified in cancer in Canada. So in other words, this document is like 30 years ago when they approved it in Canada, and they turned it down a couple of times, and they found out it caused birth defects and sealed the information from the public so they wouldn't know. Now you can understand why MIT said one out of two will be born autistic by 2025. And they did the same thing in the United States when they sealed the teratology studies. They showed neural tube defects and spina bifida and cleft palate and cancers. So they did the same thing here. Now look what they did recently. You remember that they allowed 17 dairy products with aspartame unlabeled, which means you can't eat dairy anymore in the United States. And then, so they started it here, and now they're going to do it in Canada, and it's absolutely genocide. And that's, and if you want to see why it's genocide, you can read an article. Well, it's on my webpage, mpwhi.com, but it's easy to just Google Aspartame Murders Infants by Dr. James Bowen, and he explains it through the law why this is genocide. This is a group of people that they're basically maiming or killing, and that's what's going to happen in Canada if we don't stop this, and we certainly need everybody's help.
My next guest after you is from Canada, so I will certainly mention this to him, and he's going to be doing a program with another lady. They're going to be appearing at a special function where they have a table and they will be passing out information. And this is going to be in April, so hopefully he can incorporate what you are telling us and warn the people in Canada. Because that's
well,
where he's at. Go ahead.
What I'm doing right now is I'm writing an article and attaching the classified information to it. And then it'll be down 1, 2, 3, 4. This is what will happen to these people, and this is what will happen to these people. And
okay.
It will be very easily and simply, somebody's just going to have to stop it. And even when they bribe and pay off people, they've got to understand that if this poison is not labeled, that even their own family and their children and their grandchildren also can be poisoned. And of course, it's an endocrine disrupting drug, so many people that want children won't be able to have them. And if they're off of it and do get pregnant, it'll cause birth defects. So there's no way to get around it. It is one of the most heinous crimes I've ever seen when they take on, where they can kill the children.
Indeed.
It's just...
I have people in my own family that, that have seizures from drinking diet soda, and, that individual is now taking she's been diagnosed with epilepsy, which is really not epilepsy. It's from diet soda. So,
well, if you go to the article I wrote in op-ed, it starts off, I'll see if I can find it for you, as and give you the whole name of it. This is what happened, and the man, the father, I think it was, said that all this epilepsy, a lot of it is just simply them using aspartame. But the drug companies get to sell
they're making profits off of the very same things that they are peddling in the food. It's all about money. It's all about corporations and money. Now, one of the other things that you send out a lot of email, all of your email, and please do join her list. Her email list is fabulous. You're going to get so many wonderful pieces of information by being on Dr. Betty's list. Now, one of the things that you talked about just recently was Ricola, the cough drops, the original natural herb cough drops. And on their label, on the back, it says, Ricola original natural herb cough drops are made today as they were in 1930 when Emil Richterich, I butchered his name, first developed his popular herbal drops in a Swiss village of Laufen. Natural menthol and Ricola's special 10 herb blend combined to make Ricola original natural herb cough drops, uniquely delicious and effective. And in the ingredients, there is nothing whatsoever about aspartame. And of course, if they're using the same recipe that they claim that they used in 1930, and since aspartame didn't come out until 1974, this is mislaid. It's not only not telling you what's in the darn cough drop, it's lying to you. This should merit some sort of civil suit. And tell us about that. I called them too this week. I also emailed them.
Well, the thing of it is about Ricola is they have some of them that they say doesn't have it in it, and then they have some that is sugar-free that does have it in it. Now, my letter to them was that it was found in one of the Ricolas that didn't say aspartame. And the reason we found out about it with our Mission Possible France, Corinne was taking, she was trying to help the woman. She was in a wheelchair, and she had every kind of aspartame problem. She couldn't walk. And they were trying to find out what it was, and it turned out to be Ricola.
Oh,
and so, it took quite a while, but she got her out of the wheelchair and got her off of it. And that's been over 10 years ago.
Wow.
After the commercial, I'll tell you.
Okay, we'll be right back. You know the ropes, don't you? We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour and a half today is Dr. Betty Martini, and her website is MPD, WHI.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International. So get rid of your cough, but wind up in a wheelchair. Is that the way Ricola wants it to be?
Now, I'll tell you, they had a note on their website actually saying that we know aspartame is controversial and we are looking for a safe thing. And what I wrote them about was, we told you that 10 or 15 years ago. What have you been doing for 10 or 15 years? Now you're almost forced to get rid of it because everybody knows, but this is inexcusable that you were getting away with it for so many years. So, you know, now they're saying, well, we're putting stevia in it. And I had told them, I said, you can put just like sugar in it, which is, you know, a safe sweetener that's made out of organic food. But why didn't you do it 10 or 15 years ago? How many people have you injured since that time? So, as you know, anything buccal that you put in your mouth, it's like gum. It works like nitroglycerin under the tongue and goes straight to the brain. Right. And that's why that woman was in a wheelchair. She could barely move. She couldn't walk. And so that Corinne got her off of it and started, she started detoxification. And, you know, after about a month, she was able to get up and walk out of it. But all that from Ricola. But wow. you have to fight with them all. You really do. Because they know it's addictive and they want to keep it in, and nobody seems to care what they're doing to these people. Now, I've just looked up the article I wrote about the seizures. If anybody wants to read it, you do have to sign in. You can sign in with Facebook or whatever. But the name of the article, just go to Google. It's Op-Ed News, and it's titled, Doctors Giving Babies Aspartame. FDA knew before Rumsfeld forced approval that it triggered seizures and death. And then you'll see the conversation from the man about what he went through. And he was worried about the doctors, but his last lines were the fact that all this belief that it's epilepsy when it can be so prevented easily by getting people off of aspartame. So a lot of people think they have epilepsy, and it's just the aspartame. And they were going to keep the baby on the medication, but I'm sure when I get very upset when they start killing children. So it's a very strong article because they maim them, and if they could have, if they kept giving a child medication for something that it didn't need and the person didn't know to get off aspartame, it would just make it worse. It's sort of like, you know, aspartame is a multipotential carcinogen and gives you, you know, cancer. And if you don't know it and you keep using the aspartame, all it's going to do is make the cancer grow. So that's the same problem we also have. You know, it causes all the blood disorders and the blood cancers. And, you know, you remember they gave it to me in the hospital. They said, oh, Reglan and Zofran don't have it in it, gave it to me. And my hemoglobin, I think, went down to 5. I just went to a hematologist the other day and brought it up to normal by using alternative medicine and things that I know will bring blood up. But that's what I had to do. I had so little iron in my body, I don't know how it was working off. Oh. And I'm not even on it anymore. It's so cumulative, it just kills you little by little. So, because I had that formula, I knew what to do, and I was glad to finally get it up. But I remember
organic blackstrap molasses is supposed to be very good for.
That's what I was using. Blackstrap molasses. They have a supplement called Blood Builder.
Good for you.
And the Blood Builder and the chlorophyll, raisins, things that have iron in them like that, and beets. And you use all of that, and it went from hardly. I think they spent 30 minutes trying to squeeze out just a tad of blood for hemoglobin, and now it's normal.
Wow.
Because of alternative medicine.
Thank goodness for alternative medicine. Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our first doctor we have today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is mpwhi.com. And this, I was thinking about Canada, the Canadians, and thinking about how are they going to be able to make choices if things are not labeled? And I admit, I was using Ricola cough drops. That's why I could read off the package, because I have a half a package sitting here that I'm going to toss, and it just makes me really mad that I could, that I was tricked. I feel like I was tricked because I don't take any over-the-counter medications. I don't take I don't have aspirin or aspartame or Tylenol in the house. I got rid of all that garbage. And to think that I was taking these cough drops. Oh, I'm just sick.
I know. Just everything you do. Well, let me give you some good news. Is that there are now 6 cryofactions. And I know your show goes to many cities. It is only in 2 states right now. But it's New York and California. And if you have used Diet Pop to get thin, and it made you fat instead. You know, if you want to get fat, aspartame is where it's at. They're based on deception. In fact, one of the attorneys said they just take the tea off a diet. But you can get on to the class action in California and in New York. In California, it's Jack Fitzgerald. And in New York, it's Derek Smith. Or they can email me at BettyM19@manspring.com, and I can connect them to the appropriate attorney. But this is on just on deceptive advertising. And that's why we have an obesity epidemic all over the world, wherever there's aspartame. And we keep getting more and more reports, you know, how obesity has just gone up and up and up. And of course, people drink more of the diet products thinking this is a way to lose weight. And in fact, they gain weight. So that is some good news. I published this article for Health Freedom News, but the people you subscribe to is the National Health Federation, and they do the most incredible job. They testify before Codex, and they try to keep our supplements and herbs on the market.
All right.
Work around the world. They're international. And as a gift, you get these magazines, you know, once every 3 months, and they're really good. So this is probably a 4-page article on the class actions and gives you the information you need. And I think the last one I wrote was Eat, Drink, and Be Buried on their front page.
Oh.
And that is online. You can pick that up online. But they're very, very good people, and I enjoyed writing for them because they are international, and it helps people around the world.
Indeed.
So
Our good friend Mark down in Florida said, don't trash, when they're referring to the Ricola cough drops, send them back and ask for a full refund. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm going to include a letter telling them exactly what I think about them.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. We tell people also to take Diet Pop and any other poisonous food that's got aspartame back to the store, because that makes a point.
Oh, sure.
And in fact, I've told that to Publix, and one time they said, well, if we keep getting letters, we may have to take it off the shelves, but they've never had the courage to do it. But that's what it's going to take. You know, grocery stores are going to have to stop selling it. And,
right.
You know, one of the articles I wrote was in New Mexico, and the legislature, they're actually considering setting up movement disorders centers, because aspartame is causing all these neurodegenerative diseases, and there's not enough doctors to even see them. And in New Mexico, they have 250,000 victims of these neurodegenerative diseases.
Oh.
And you have to wait months even to see a doctor. And
for instance,
is aspartame.
What
Parkinson's.
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 Alzheimer's.
All these neurodegenerative diseases. And the National Soft Drink Association, according to an informant, had done a 10-year study showing that it caused birth defects, blindness, and Alzheimer's. And for years, Monsanto was telling their employees not to use it because it causes Alzheimer's. So now we've got these epidemics of the neurodegenerative diseases and not enough doctors to even take care of them. And that's how bad it is. So what we're trying to do is to get them to ban it, and they refuse to do it. And like the FDA said, they were broken and they were afraid of reprisals for speaking out. And because I don't understand that, they should have all got together with a press conference and told the world, you know. But
they should have, but they're getting too much money. Those politicians are getting too much money, and it's the politicians that really have betrayed the people that they are supposed to be serving.
Yeah. And I just filed an imminent health hazard petition, and I get a letter back from the FDA saying that there is no imminent health hazard petition, so they've done away with the petition now.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, I have to redo it as a regular petition, but they try to eliminate everything. But this last thing about eliminating labeling is absolutely against the law, so... I don't know how long it will take us.
It is
but
terrible.
We'll do it.
It's absolutely terrible. And if Ricola does that, then you must assume that there are other companies here in the United States that are also doing it. And of course we know that, that sometimes aspartame is considered a natural flavor. So you shouldn't buy anything that says natural flavor on it. Correct?
Or artificial flavoring. Now, the other good news, I think it's just wonderful. I was getting ready to put it out. The other day, 80% of Pakistan had banned MSG. As of today, in their Supreme Court, 100% of Pakistan has now banned MSG. And if they can ban MSG, they should ban their sister, which is aspartic acid and aspartame.
Right.
Which will go there next. But at least, you know, you see some of the countries taking action. The U.S. being the worst, of course. They're the ones that started it. And people and other countries, they simply didn't do the studies. They believed the FDA. And why in the world they would do that without a study and just say, well, they approved it. And they go through all this. They didn't really know what FDA went through. They didn't know that they wanted them indicted. They didn't know that of all the fraud. They didn't know that they banned it twice and revoked the petition for approval, and that it was approved by political chicanery and had absolutely nothing to do with science. In the meantime, they're just rubber stamping it around the world, and people don't know, just like a man in China wrote. He says, everybody's on it over here, everybody's sick, and the people just don't know what's making them sick. And it's just like Dr. Bowen said, it's mass poisoning. I mean, look at the ingredients in them. You've got aspartic acid, which is an excitotoxin. It stimulates the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. Then you've got a methyl ester, which becomes methanol and converts to formaldehyde and embalms living tissue and damages DNA. Then you've got 50% phenylalanine, which goes beyond the blood-brain barrier, which is the reason for the PKU warning for phenylketonurics. Although, if it be known, aspartame actually can give you phenylketonuria, and it goes beyond the blood-brain barrier. And then you think, well, how could it get any worse? Then the molecule breaks down to diketokiprazine, which is a brain tumor agent, and is just constantly giving people brain tumors, and most of them don't survive. And they just sit back and do nothing about it. So it is exactly what Bowen said. It's genocide.
Of course.
And we have to keep writing petitions to get them to do something about it, because it's not that there's not something safe on the market. It's just the power of the aspartame industry and the power of the sucralose industry. And after all, you know, sucralose was developed by insecticide researchers. So I think I told you once before, I'm on this website of insecticides, and there it is. There's Splenda. And so I pointed it out to a list, so they moved it over to sweeteners. So, you know, they just, nobody seems to care. They don't care how many people they poison. And I'm sure it's because of their Agenda 21, like the FDA told me when I said people are sick and dying. He said, so what? We need to depopulate. You know, that's,
oh my
that's
gosh.
How much,
person admitted it?
Well, he not only admitted it, but I got so upset about it that I wrote it in a book. It's not my book. It's Dr. Caldwell's book. But it's called The Only Answer to the Only Cancer Patient Cure. And I wrote about 15 pages, and I put in my cancer formula, and I told about what the FDA said. And I also told about how the FDA came down to Earl Rayburn's land when he found out we were getting herbs. There sent the forestry and killed all his herbs. And then when he tried to get them elsewhere to help, they confiscated $140,000 worth of the herbs and then made him sign something that he would never tell anybody, and charged him $75,000. And then one of the men from the forestry apologized and said the FDA said they simply couldn't have cancer cured. That big farmer just wouldn't hear of it. And he was sorry they did that, but that the product cured cancer, and so they could not destroy it. That's what they told him.
There are a lot of cancer cures, but as you say, the FDA will never recognize any of those, and there are people who are dying of cancer.
All you have to do is purify the blood, and the cancer dies, and that's what that formula did. But anything that purifies the blood, nothing will grow in purified blood, including cancer. So it's a simple thing to do, but every time, you know, somebody comes out with something that works. Earl Rayburn, his crime was he had 800 letters from terminal cancer victims that were cured on my formula. And so the FDA knew it, and the FDA did every bad thing they could do. Why they're not put out of business, I don't know. They do more damage. They're not. All they are is an extension of Big Pharma, and they're just making things worse.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at the ads on TV.
They were created to support Big Pharma and big corporations. They people have the misunderstanding that the FDA is on the people's side. Well, Some people believe that. A lot of people believe that. that the FDA is there to approve things and protect the American public from harm. And that is the biggest fallacy that one can even think of, because they were created to protect Big Pharma, and that is what they've been doing since their creation. It makes me so mad. Darn.
Yes. I mean, it's like Dr. Rett said, Dr. Jacqueline Rett was the FDA toxicologist at the time of the aspartame investigation. And the book that she wrote didn't include aspartame. Eating can be dangerous to your health, and she's dead now. But she exposed the entire FDA, and she was talking about all these cancerous, dyes, brilliant blue and whatnot, and that they had been found out to be carcinogenic for years, and the FDA just paid no attention. One article said that FDA had postponed it 29 times. So, in other words, that's their modus operandi, to do nothing, postpone, they serve above the law, and that's the problem.
Certainly. And they do pay people off or get rid of people or marginalize people who come forward, because there are good people that work within these ABC agencies that the government runs, but they certainly do not, as I say, they are marginalized or ignored, and it's pretty bad. I am in the process of reading a book about Monsanto, and oh my gosh, they are just like the people that produce aspartame, in the fact that they pay so-called experts to write articles proclaiming that, say that glyphosate is perfectly safe.
Right. And I'm sure they owned aspartame. They owned the industry.
Right, they did. Yes.
So, they know how to get around everything.
Yes, I think we are a part of the ongoing Project Phoenix. When they were spraying Agent Orange in Vietnam, that's ongoing. I think that was just an example of how they would decimate the population. Okay, we'll be right back. 3 minutes. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour and a half today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is mpwhi.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And she has so many resources at her website. It is just amazing. I think you must spend all your waking hours working on this.
You have no idea. I start out at 5 every morning.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, my goodness. That is just amazing. Thank goodness for people like you, really.
Well, we have a lot of help from our people, and they all work so hard. They all work free, too, and now we've looking up all the studies on aspartame and obesity to get involved in that and in the class action. Some of the older ones that will get a lot of people on our list do a lot of research for us. And then we've got so many people at other parts of the world who translate it into other languages and help the people in their country. So that's why I said, after doing this for almost 3 decades, words out there now. So now Canada's decided, well, if they're not going to buy it, we won't tell them it's in it. So
right. Now you say that Jack Fitzgerald is the person to get a hold of in California?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would suggest that anybody, who's used it for weight loss and gained instead should be part of that. And the worst case is the one, Lady Kovac. She was a massage therapist, and she always wanted to look trim, and so she would drink Diet Coke and other aspartame products, and the more she drank, the more she consumed of aspartame products, the more weight she gained. And one day she said, well, that's it. I've had it. I'm not going to use anything except for aspartame products. And so what happened was she dropped dead of methanol poisoning.
Last I heard,
they gone after her husband. That's in New York. That's probably the best example of it. She actually believed that aspartame was for to lose weight. And they've known that since the beginning. The pop companies can't even say, we didn't know, because they protested to the FDA, the National Soft Drink Association, that they didn't want to put it in carbonated beverages. They mentioned the adulteration law, and they mentioned that in Dr. Richard Wortman's affidavit from MIT, that he said that it makes you crave carbohydrates, so you gain weight, so you got a diet product that causes weight gain. So that shows you that Coke and Pepsi and that they all knew way back before they put it on the market. They don't have any excuse.
Wow. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will take your calls in the next half hour. Be right back.
Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour and a half of today's program is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. She has been alerting people for almost three decades. She just mentioned in the first hour that she gets up at 5 o'clock every morning and works probably till she goes to bed at night. Her website is mpwhi.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International. If you have some questions or a comment, please feel free to call 800-313-9443. And we do have some call. Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, that number again is 800-313-9443. So, when you were talking about people with Parkinson's disease, I think we're all familiar with Michael J. Fox and the fact that he drank diet soda, and he developed Parkinson's disease. And he was, when he developed it, he was young, and so it doesn't. Parkinson's disease is not for the people who are older. You can get it at any age. We often think of that disease as something that occurs to older people, but that's just not true, correct?
Well, that's the point that Michael Fox made, because usually people do get Parkinson's in older age, and he was only 30 years old. And so he said, how could I, at the age of 30, get an old man's disease. And then we had people calling in from hospices saying that we've got Alzheimer's victims here that are 30 and 25 because it makes you lose your memory. And so the thing of it is aspartame knows no age. So it's causing this neurodegenerative diseases in such young people. And one person called from a hospice and said they had six young people there who had Alzheimer's. And he says, this is uncanny. What is doing it? I said, aspartame. That's what's doing it. And nobody will do anything about it. So that's, and then we got, you know, so many calls during the Nancy Markle thing when something I wrote went viral. And it was unbelievable some of the really serious diseases that people had when they were very so young. I mean, it's aspartame, as Dr. Bowen always said, ages you. And he said his hair was black and in 6 weeks went white on aspartame.
Wow.
So everything, you know, it does things that age you, and it's damaging the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell, and it damages the other parts of the brain, like thalamus, so it causes male sexual dysfunction. And so you can understand it because you know that this is, everything in it is made of poison. I mean, you wouldn't take methanol, you know it's a poison. You wouldn't use aspartate because you know it's an excitotoxin. You wouldn't. And then they'll say, all this propaganda, well, look, we've got phenylalanine in milk, we've got phenylalanine in meat, and it's only the building blocks of life. Well, there's 20 amino acids, but they're all in sync. They are all in balance. The way Jehovah God made them, and you cannot take these particular amino acids and isolate them. So in meat, you know, you may have 4% phenylalanine, but not 50%.
Right.
So you're just destroying the brain. And this thing, and it's, then you're depleting serotonin, which is making it a psycho drug. And people are doing some of the most despicable crimes. But then it causes bipolar or manic depression, suicidal tendencies, schizophrenia, paranoia. I mean, all these different problems. They're building more mental hospitals. You go through them, and they're drinking Diet Pop.
Oh, my gosh.
And Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper, they all know that. I mean, I've talked to a scientist that worked for Coke that didn't do anything but translate the studies they have in other countries so you don't know about them. So that's, so they know it. They know exactly what they're doing.
Sure.
There's just no excuse for it.
We do have some calls. We do have some calls.
Okay.
But go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, I was just thinking that the public really should get involved.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and answer your calls.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's so good to talk to you again. I wanted to thank you so much, Denise or Deanna, for having Dr. Martini there. Betty Martini, thank you so much for your work and telling the truth and getting this information out and going and threatening these regulatory agencies that if they didn't post this information that you would and that you did. And I'd like to share, if I may, the toll-free Capitol switchboard so that everyone can call their congressional representative and their senator. That is 877-762-8762, and I'll say it again, 877-762-8762. That's your toll-free Capitol switchboard, and I think that in California and Nevada, that individuals in our counties, we've got 58 in California, to complain to their grand jury and to go after the county health department, who seems to be only interested in garnering funds to put people on drugs rather than banning these toxins and these poisons. And thank you again for your work and for waking people up. And, yes, do return those Ricolas for a cheerful refund of the unused portion.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that we do is we write all the articles so that if the people would just send them to their senators and their congressmen, they would get the message, all the work's been done for them. All they have to do is get them off of our website. A lot of them.
Yeah, and for those of us that don't have or use computers, is there a way that we can contact you either by writing through the mail or if there's a telephone number? I would really appreciate being able to share that with others like myself that have quit the hazards of the internet.
Okay, well, my number is 770-242-2599. And my address is 9270 River Club Parkway, Duluth, Georgia, 30097. And so they can call me, they can write me, or they can do it on the through the internet, through my website. My email address is bdm19@manspring.com. So and I'm willing to help anybody write their doctors or get information to anybody that needs it. And I've been accessible for almost three decades, and we take one at a time, but we do answer all emails and help all people.
Thank you so much again. It's great to be able to talk with you and Deanna, and thank you again for pointing people in the right direction. And I do want to encourage people to reach out and do the right thing, to stand up and not to take this, not to take these lies, not to take these poisons. And I'm grateful that God has raised up Betty Martini and other people telling the truth and teaching the right way. And thank you much. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you again for doing the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All righty. And I do believe that if people would call in mass, the number that Dr. Kelly gave, 877-762-8762, because all the politicians are all getting a lot of money from Big Pharma and from these chemical companies, and they need to know that we're on to them. Okay, let's take Russell in Minnesota. Russell?
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing from these institutions, the mental institutions, insane asylums, what they used to call, you know, where these people are locked up because they've lost their mind. And you've got, now I'm hearing kids in their 20s, even in their teens, where they're recollecting memories from the 30s and 40s, you know, from back in the World War II era, these memories that they have. Because they can't remember recent things, but they remember things from when they were very young, back in the 30s and 40s, but these are actually people who are now in their teens and 20s. And it turns out that it's Alzheimer's from all these pop these kids have been drinking. Now, I was wondering, is this possibly, you know, I can understand there being for artificial sweeteners because people don't, you know, because there are problems associated with sugar, so people are looking to avoid it, which is understandable. Is that the basic reason for the, for our aspartame, or is it something more sinister, as a, such as something that the Rockefellers, you know, are behind it, the aspartame? Is this one of those more or less a Rockefeller type of a plot to kill everybody type of a thing?
Well, first of all, I think there's never been a poison as bad as aspartame, because it's a Nazi drug, a biochemical warfare weapon. And then it damages the mitochondria, so when people get sick, then it will interact with their drugs. And then they're using other things that are chemicals that are bad, Roundup, whatnot. You've got really polypharmacy. So you've got so many poisonous things on the market today that it's hard to avoid a lot of them. And even like in the case of MSG, the sister of aspartic acid, I mean, both of them are excitotoxins, and they have a synergistic and additive effect. And so that's why the doctors, you know, have said don't use processed food. If it says artificial or natural flavors, it's usually got MSG and aspartame in it, and you don't know that it's in it. Some wise person said only way to be safe is to buy food that doesn't have a label. Well, he's got a point there. You know, because they had so much on it, you just can't. And the vaccinations are atrocious. I mean, look, they give the shingle shot, and it is a live virus, so it gives you the disease. And so you've got to put up with all these different poisons. It's hard. And
is it true, Betty?
Go ahead.
Is it true, Betty, that during the World War II, that Hitler was giving aspartame into the pop of the Jews at the concentration camps?
Please, don't go there. Thank you, Russ. It wasn't developed until 1974. Okay, let's take Stephen in New Mexico. Stephen?
Oh, thank you. Actually, it was patented in 1966 by Searle. Not 1974, and I think the fellow's talking about fluoride, which is a demonstrable proven case. I wanted to respond, you know, Betty and I have been working on this thing with Canada for quite some time, and
right.
I really want to encourage people to write to what you've heard from her today. You know, there is a form, if you go to the Prime Minister of Canada's office online, there's a contact form, and if you just let him know that, you know, what lunacy this is to not label artificial sweeteners. And by the way, Justin Trudeau is his name. Why don't you take the lead, like Pakistan, banning MSG entirely? Why don't Canada just ban MSG and aspartame as well? And I really want to say it's quite easy to do. You can send them a note. We got 50 notes from people listening to this program. It would make quite an impact, I think. They take things more seriously. By the way, I really want to say, you know, I've known several Rockefellers in my life, Nelson, David's kids, quite a few of them, actually, Nelson's children. And to say this is a Rockefeller poisoning is totally insane. I mean, this chemical was forced through by Donald Rumsfeld. If anything, you're going to talk about tie it to George Bush Sr., who, you know, then gave this lawyer that helped aspartame, you know, G.D. Searle get out of being indicted for fraud, gave him a job, and he was the Secretary of Transportation for George Bush. This is how they reward people. But it really offends me. It's so ignorant to say that this is a Rockefeller poison. I mean, it really inflames me. I work with this stuff night and day, as does Betty, and it's just absolutely ridiculously absurd. So that's really all I have to say. I've got a retail business, art business. Betty, keep up the good work, and tell them some more about Pakistan, how we got that done. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate your phone call.
That was Stephen Fox.
And, oh, okay.
Anyway, I am just about to put out his paper on Pakistan doing that. If they can ban MSG, they can ban aspartame. And it's a good thing that they're looking into it, and that we're sending them information. But you really have to be proactive. You can't expect somebody else to do it. It's only when it's really done in mass and everybody gets involved, you know, that something gets done. And that would help a lot with what Stephen said. If everybody on this program, you know, wrote to somebody in Canada about what's going on and that this is atrocious and could harm and kill people, we could get something done a lot quicker than what it's going to take to stop these monsters.
And there are people who are skeptical. They say, oh, that person is just a conspiracy theorist, and the FDA has approved of this, so it must be okay. But even when people get sick, they still are skeptical. And so we need to go ahead.
If they're skeptical, excuse me, I got a horse there for a minute, is to go to YouTube and see the movie Sweet Misery of Poison World.
Right.
Now that's got all most of the doctors I work with, although, you know, not all the doctors in other countries I work with, but the ones here in the United States, and they say it absolutely plain. You can listen to the, even to the victims, and they should show that to their office, to their church, and then you see that it even has James Turner telling how Rumsfeld got it through and marketed when the FDA revoked the petition for approval. It shows you that Bressler told me aspartame was actually approved by the President of the United States. He's the one that wrote the executive order forbidding the FDA to sign the revoked petition into law, and he did it as a friend of Donald Rumsfeld. So it's all there in the movie, and there's another one that came right after it called Sweet Remedy, and the main thing in that movie is that they did interview the ADD people who admitted that before aspartame, they hardly even used the term. All this ADD, ADHD, all these problems, mental problems and suicidal tendencies and crimes that are all listed in Dr. Roberts' medical text have happened since aspartame was put on the market. And since it was, autism has gone up 2,500%. So the thing that is interesting is that everything is a matter of public record. If you heard me say anything on this program and you email me, I can give you a document where it is stated. So this is not somebody just saying that this is something bad. It's all documented as to the fact that it truly is deadly. And there are 900 scientific peer-reviewed studies that show it to be dangerous and deadly.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. But people don't know what they don't know. So it's up to people who are listening to the program to do something positive, to be proactive, and not assume that other people are going to do this or take care of it. We have an obligation. Everyone has an obligation that if they know something that would benefit somebody else, they have an obligation to share that information. It's just common decency. And
it truly is. Wherever I go, I never go without a stack of flyers or magazines or something. You know, and I've seen restaurants take it off the table, and Nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I never leave home without a stack of information, because you can tell somebody something and they may forget what it is. And that's why I ask the doctors to write position papers on, like, aspartame in pregnancy, aspartame in joint pain, aspartame in fibromyalgia. In other words, the doctors have cooperated wonderfully. And, right. And they covered everything so that you can convince doctors that it's true. So that's another good thing. And then if they want to keep up with it, they can email me, or they can go to, do it on the website. There is a aspartame information list, or they can email me and they'll get all my emails. And that way they'll keep up to date with all new articles coming in and what's going on.
Certainly. Somebody in the chat room, Lily, said, I bought so many copies of that movie, Sweet Misery, and gave it to friends and relatives. Not one that I know of has quit drinking the diet soda. And there was a gentleman whose wife, here in the Chicago area where I'm at, who had all these surgeries. What was his name, and what was, tell us a little bit about that story. He worked with you.
Wayne Shore?
Yes.
Wayne Shore has lost almost 20 members of his family from aspartame. And he even went over to, Slatter was the one that supposedly got it on his finger. He went over to his house and talked to him. He was the one that found Jerome Bressler for me. He pleaded with his niece when she was pregnant not to use diet drink all the way through. And her pregnancy literally pleaded. So they lost. One of the babies was stillborn. The other one had a hole in its heart. And, you know, if you tell somebody, this causes birth defects, and here's the evidence. It showed that it did in original studies, and they still want to use it. That's a powerful, addicting drug, because I can't imagine if somebody just said there was an inkling of something that could hurt my baby and I was pregnant. I can't imagine them not doing it. But that shows you how addictive they get, and they're just not the same person. And He's lost many, and his wife accidentally, I think, gave him some, and he went through some kind of a wall or something and totaled his car.
Oh, my goodness.
Lane did himself. I said, you're going to have to eat out. But many of his family have died, and they're just dropping, you know, because so much aspartame, they're gone.
And it is because it is addictive.
Right. And it's addictive because you have to remember that methanol is classified as a narcotic, causes chronic methanol poisoning, affects the dopamine system of the brain, and causes the addiction. And that's why the people that are still on it are the people that are addicted, you know, and that informed them.
Okay. Wow. Oh, what a shame. And there are people in high places that drink a lot of diet soda. And you would think that people who...
Donald Trump.
Yes. Yes. What does he drink? 10 a day?
12 a day. And he's making decisions. And I've written to him. I've sent it to people that know him, that can get to him, and surely he must know that. And when I see his red face, I can't help but think that's the rosacea from the methanol, because they get that also from Splenda, from the chlorine, when their face gets all red. Usually rosacea, if it's genetic and you get it at birth, it doesn't... You know, you can treat it, but it doesn't go away. But if you get it from aspartame, usually after a few months off of it, the rosacea disappears. And if you look at President Trump's face when he gets red, I wonder if that's not all that mentanol that he's drinking from 12 diet sodas a day.
I have a friend who drinks Diet Coke, and she has rosacea, and I never put the two together. So,
well, you know, I took that information to a dermatologist, and he started getting his patients off, and of course the rosacea disappeared. And then the next time I came in, he says, how about psoriasis? And he says, no, don't tell me. You're going to put me out of business.
Oh, my goodness.
He was kidding around. He said every case of rosacea that was on aspartame disappeared.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
it's a poison. It just comes out, you know, and it ravages every organ in the body.
Wow.
But if people want to learn about it, you know, it's one thing if it's just something bad for you, but when it's a global epidemic, they need to keep informed.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, and bless you for all that you're doing. You're just a national treasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.